Hey, everybody. It's an episode really about nothing. It's like a Seinfeld episode, but it's a lot of fun. If you ever wonder kind of what we talk about in private, Jack Posobiec, Alex Clark, Drew Hernandez, and myself, all from wonderful Turning Point USA, tpusa.com, discuss all sorts of different topics. What happened to our country? What we can do to save it? Fun, casual episode. It might be for you. It might not be for you, but enjoy. Email us your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. I hope to see all of you at our Student Action Summit, tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. We have the biggest speakers in the entire movement that will be there. It's incredible. You got to check it out. And so we have Kayleigh McEnany, Ted Cruz, Laura Ingraham, Josh Hawley, Greg Gutfeld, Donald Trump Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, Kat Timpf, Pete Hegseth, Byron Donalds, Ben Carson, Rick Scott, Lauren Boebert, Governor Kevin Stitt, Kat Kamick, Matt Gaetz, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, Dave Rubin, Sean Foyt, and more. And then we also have Turning Point Action hosting Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. Go to tpusa.com/SAS. If you've never been there before, it's an immersion experience unlike anything else you'll ever go to. tpusa.com/SAS. That is tpusa.com/SAS. If you're young, come. If you're old, you got to go. tpusa.com/SAS. Buy your ticket today. Get engaged. Get involved. tpusa.com/SAS. It's going to be amazing. Student Action Summit. Do not miss it. Tampa, Florida, 22nd, 23rd, 24th of July. tpusa.com/SAS. Again, this episode's brought to you by the wonderful Turning Point USA, tpusa.com. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage. For personalized loan services you can count on, go to andrewandtodd.com, the wonderful andrewandtodd.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard a special, very special 4th of July edition, Human Events Daily, but it's really a Turning Point USA special. We're not just powered by Turning Point USA, we are joined by the leading luminaries, I believe, of Turning Point USA. Not all of them, but most of them. Charlie Kirk, of course, accounting for about 65% of them. And so what we have here today is a special edition. Today's the 4th of July. And while you're out there, maybe you're getting your barbecues ready. Maybe if you're like us, you got your fire pit set up. You've got your charcoal. You're going out on the lake. You're going fishing. But throw this on. And this is a special that we wanted to do here with the other host of Turning Point, not just myself, but open it up to all your favorites and get the team together for something that I wanted to call. Maybe we'll make this an annual thing, or, you know, maybe it falls on its face and we never want to speak of it again. But we wanted to call this the State of American Freedom. And I said, well, I can't possibly do that by myself. So what I've got to do is bring together the whole team. So we've got Charlie Kirk, Alex Clark, and Drew Hernandez for, I believe, this might be the first time that we've all ever done anything together, like the four of us. Is that right, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This should be a show. It really should.
This could be, it could be like a thing, right? It could be like a thing.
It could. It should be.
Now, Charlie was just telling us that we were all, prior to starting, Charlie was telling us we were going through our favorite condiments. And, for me, it's the honey mustard and the horseradish mustard. I love that. Just on everything. But Charlie, you had a different take. Is that right?
No, I was asking everyone, why is salsa now the number one ingredient in America?
Is that true? Is that like an immigration thing? Like, what's going on?
No, I just, I'm not trying to imply any demographic change. It's simply phonetic. It's because people love to say salsa.
Phonetic?
They like to say salsa.
I just walked right into a sign.
It must be impossible for a Latin American person to order seltzer water and not get salsa. I wanted salsa, not salsa. I wanted salsa. I didn't want seltzer.
Whoa. This is getting, just for the record. The brown, like, guy, the brown guy in the room.
Hernandez.
Stop you, Charlie Kirk. I got to stop you there. I got to put up the roadblocks. Okay, this is getting a little racist. I'm getting offended. I'm starting to sweat. Let's just talk about the racist 4th of July. Can we move forward?
No, we're good. No, we're good now because Remain in Mexico is overturned. So we're, you know, that means we're, that means America's, you know, that we've, you know, undone our borders. And so we're all one big happy country now.
We're all culturally appropriating Drew for July 4th.
Thank you, Drew. We appreciate it.
Allegedly, people are going to be wearing black today on the 4th of July for mourning.
Wait, is that what? Right?
Yes, that's right. That's what they're saying.
What do they say? Wait. I literally haven't heard this.
I mean, this is a trend that's been going on for the last couple of years. Taylor Swift is one person who's had an annual huge celebrity-sided 4th of July party every single summer. And then during the Trump presidency, she said, oh, no, we're not doing this anymore. And now other celebrities and other people are saying, yeah, same thing. We're not celebrating the 4th of July. And also, we're all going to wear black because we're in mourning because
Wait, Taylor Swift is doing
overturned.
That?
She has just stopped celebrating the 4th of July in the last couple of years.
She's just stopped being relevant, hasn't she? I haven't heard much out of her in a long time. I don't know. But you're a big fan of hers, right, Alex?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. But I think it is interesting to see if we're going to start seeing a bunch of posts on social media now today and just this whole holiday weekend of people posting pictures of them in black and saying I'm in mourning of the 4th of July.
But wait, if
so
you're,
Taylor Swift has gone Antifa. That's what you're telling me.
She didn't say she was wearing black. I'm just saying
if you're
other people
attacking.
Are.
But if you're attacking the 4th of July, like, doesn't that still kind of go crosswise with trying to not acknowledge the 4th of July? Because if you're attacking it, you're still giving it power.
I agree. None of what these people do makes sense. I think that's kind of like what we're seeing here. I mean, I think just for the record, I think we should just erase the 4th of July and celebrate Juneteenth because I think that is what needs to be done right now because that is where it's at right now. If you guys aren't,
you're not relevant.
No, listen, Jack, you're not relevant if you are not celebrating Juneteenth every single year and saying the 4th of July is racist and should be undone because Juneteenth is really, really the real freedom here in this country.
No, what's crazy, like, by the way, please, Hollywood celebrities, come out against the 4th of July, attack the United States of America and grills and, you know, what do they call it? Like griller mindset, right? That whole like,
what?
It's like, I just want to grill the grill bros. You know, it's like you're sort of, you know, your dad with the, you know, he's got the jean shorts, he's got the white sneakers, the high tops, he's got the socks that come up to his knees. And he's just out there grilling. He's got the shirt tucked into the pants, you know, and he's just out there grilling. You know, I don't care about politics. I don't care about what's going on in my country. I don't care about, you know, the cities are going nuts and all the rest. I just want to grill. So
that's
please,
hilarious.
Please, Hollywood celebrities, come out against all of that. Because this is,
so
this
like
is
gorilla,
how you literally change.
It's like gorilla mindset, but gorilla mindset.
Oh, man. Gorilla mindset. Yeah. Pass the ayahuasca. Maybe that's like salsa with my ayahuasca.
Oh, I totally copied Alex Clark, by the way. I had Cernovich on the show today, and he was talking about ayahuasca
what?
Again. I know.
Charlie, how dare you?
I gave you a plug, though, Alex. It's okay.
Okay, good. All
I
right,
said I'm a
you.
Total copier. He did.
Wait,
he,
but Charlie, that means you're going to have to copy Alex again because she just had Tanya on.
Oh, okay.
No, she just had Tanya on this week. So that means now you got to have my wife on.
Yeah, it's really, really cute. Tanya, I don't think she's ever done a podcast interview like that before, right?
Besides not like that. Tanya and I used to do like, you know, we used to joke around. We call it like the Jack and Tanya show. Like we would just do like little live streams together. Like we'd be in the kitchen or like, you know, be like on a date or something. And we'd just pop the thing on or we just, you know, whatever, news of the day or just chatting. And, but she's, you know, she's kind of become like sort of a influencer type thing in her own right. And, you know, I think that what she just did with you on this last spillover, that was the first like long form interview, like actual interview, right? That wasn't just like some casual thing that she and I were doing, where like she talked about herself. She said stuff in your spillover that I didn't even know about.
I have that effect on people. You know, it's interesting, you guys.
She's like Oprah.
What's interesting is, I mean, I've talked to
everyone gets citizenship.
I had a girl on that her arms were melted off. I've talked to burn survivors. I've talked to serial killer survivors, all the stuff. None of these guests have ever made me cry. But Tanya Posobiec describing how America has changed from the early 2000s to now made me start crying. And just this short amount of time in the last 20 years, how drastically different America is, that made me cry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you cried because she was so bad. So that's good.
No, it was so good. So I'm very excited for people to hear. It's The Spillover if you are not subscribed to my podcast.
Yeah, yeah. If you guys hadn't checked it. But that's kind of actually what I wanted to talk to you guys about as well. That same kind of dynamic, right? Because, you know, and it's something that Tanya, like, as an outsider to the country, you know, she tells me these things. She's like, I never thought that I would see, like, what you just said, Alex, about the 4th of July. And she's like, one of the things that she always said to me was, you know, in Europe, right, people don't carry flags the way that put up flags the way they do. They don't have like just regular houses with national flags on them. That's not a thing. But when she came to America, she said, this feels to me like the flag country because you guys love your flag so much. You love your country. I've never been in a place with this, you know, because like she's born Soviet Union. So, you know, the flag would be up at like, you know, an official ministry or like the police station or the city hall or municipal, whatever. Right. It wasn't something that you would personally hold at your own home. And so like we've totally lost a sense of that in the country, but then also a sense of just what that even means. Right. It got to the point where, you know, and I think, and Charlie, I'm sure you know about this, that, you know, people say that if you see an American flag at somebody's house, that means now that they're actually more likely to be conservative, which you go back just a couple of years, that wasn't the case.
Yeah. And unfortunately, it's been politicized. It was interesting. Even when I was growing up, though, like all the super like degenerate left wing people, they would never have the flag up. Now, we were kind of a neighborhood. 60-70% would put the flag up for July 4th for sure. And I'll never forget, like maybe 2009, 2010, 2011, you started to see some of this anti-American energy. But, you know, as this is kind of the 4th of July episode, Independence Day episode, you know, growing up, that I was really thinking about this. That's the top 3 to 5 day in a childhood calendar throughout the year.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, easily 100%. Top 3 to 5 day. And it's totally, I mean, Christmas is number one, obviously. And your birthday might maybe number 2. New Year's Eve would probably be number 3. But top 5 is July 4th, just from, you know, the weather, at least where I grew up, was absolutely perfect in the Midwest, right? Not exactly in Arizona. But from the fireworks to the pyrotechnics to eating food you aren't supposed to eat. And it would just be super awesome to be outside with all of your neighbors and friends. And it was it was like an excuse to go all out, right?
Yeah.
And for 100%. Good reason. And I'm afraid we've lost that in more ways than one. Look, we talk about current events a lot on this show, but there's other things that are in life that are bigger than current events, bigger things. We try to do some shows every so often on these things. But look, what am I talking about when I say that? How about good and evil, right and wrong, prayer in the Bible or heaven and hell? So look, the great C.S. Lewis, who's one of the most amazing minds ever to exist, was a master at addressing these questions. And that is why Hillsdale College, the great college, the only college, in my opinion, wants you to learn more about him and his writings in their newest free online course, C.S. Lewis on Christianity. And it all starts with taking a short quiz to find out how much you already know about Lewis. He wrote more than the Narnia series, by the way. Look, Hillsdale College is amazing. They defend liberty. They pursue truth. They do a great job. So just write this down. This should be your go-to resource. Remember, I have taken 16 of their online courses, and I have promised Dr. Arne I'm eventually going to finish them all. Go to charlie4hillsdale.com to take this fun interactive quiz and then sign up for this free course. The answers may even surprise you, even if you think you know everything about C.S. Lewis. They surprised me, my goodness. The quiz, the course, and everything you learn at Hillsdale College are yours for free, as always. So take the C.S. Lewis quiz right now at charlie4hillsdale.com. That is charlie4hillsdale.com. Take as many online courses as you can. The Constitution course is amazing, but their C.S. Lewis course is extraordinary. And by the way, Hillsdale College, just phenomenal. charlie4hillsdale.com.
Did you guys know that a bunch of states today have zero fireworks happening in the entire state because of the supply chain issues? The entire state of Arizona, no fireworks.
What? Come on, stop it. No, I don't believe that.
There is a shortage.
This sounds
in
like
Arizona.
Russian disinformation.
Let's go, Brandon.
Charlie, me, and then Drew. You live here, right? Okay. All three of us live in Phoenix. And the only fireworks, and I'm saying that in quotes, shows happening today are like pyrotechnic fire shows on water. All there is. No fireworks the whole state.
Are you sure?
Yes.
How can you have a it's not the 4th of July if you're not. What's that Simpsons line? Like, celebrate the independence of your country by blowing up a small piece of it.
You're right. I'm reading it right here. Some Arizona cities cancel 4th of July fireworks due to shortages and fire dangers.
Yeah. So thanks, President Biden.
Yeah. Brandon is doing such a good job that we can't even afford to celebrate our country's Independence Day right now. That is how bad the supply chain is. That is how bad this has really gotten. I mean, it's just like Charlie's saying, I mean, the spirit of Independence Day and the 4th of July. I mean, when I think about being a kid growing up, I wasn't being told by my parents that America is racist and the 4th of July should just be a day I wear all black and just like look in the mirror and just, you know, acknowledge how oppressed I am. It was always a holiday to celebrate American greatness, our freedom, and the heritage of this country. And I mean, post 2020 with the BLM communists that have just totally subverted this country, it's gone into hyperdrive, even in 2021 with the whole vax mandates. Freedom has been violated on a huge scale. And you fast forward to 2022 right now, what have we seen? The push of the red flag laws, a further violation of our freedom, Second Amendment, the Ministry of Truth that was being pushed that obviously got taken down by Jack Posobiec and others themselves. But I mean, here we are now as well, where this freedom is continuing to be violated. You're seeing this spirit over and over and over and over again, where these people are pushing harder and harder and harder. And I mean, if we're talking about the state of freedom in our country, there are some great things to talk about, but also these people are advancing on the other side. And I think you guys all know that.
I just,
so that's why, Drew, that's why you literally always wear black, right?
Yeah, I wear black all the time because I love Antifa and I am an oppressed person of color. And that's what that means to me, because Taylor Swift, a white woman, told me so.
No, it's POG now. You guys have heard this, right? POG.
What is that?
Person of Grievance.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my God.
What?
No, that's because Hillary, right? Because Hillary Clinton came out and said that Clarence Thomas, he's always been a person of grievance. I went to law school with him and he was always a person of grievance. And so everyone, you're POGs right now. You're a person of grievance.
Oh, brother.
It's a black guy that has wrong
South, like he kind of has some grievances.
No, but I just want to reinforce the point, though, that there are millions of kids that will never experience the July 4th that we had growing up. And it was special, from the parades in the morning to the food, to the barbecue, to the block parties, to the fireworks, to staying up super late. Is special. And I don't even, what do they do now? They wear masks and have vaccine parties or something? I don't know. It's just,
you have to get out of the cities, as Jack Posobiec said, for the holiday. And you have to go to the little small towns on the outskirts. They're the ones that have American flags on every single porch and do the 4th of July morning day parades and all that kind of stuff. You have to go to the small towns because they're still doing it.
Yeah. If you got to go and like make the effort. So like for anybody, you know, listening, or like with me, you know, I got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old now, right? And so it's like, all right, it's now my duty to basically give them that 4th of July in whatever way I possibly can, right? So if we can find a parade near, and I'm in the DC area, so parades, not so much. You know, President Trump tried to have like the military parade, which would have been awesome, by the way.
He should have totally done that.
And, you know,
January
6th totally
never would have
down.
Happened if we had a military parade.
Yeah, and Ukraine never would have been invaded either, by the way. One,
totally.
Just
are you
one,
kidding me?
One Trident nuclear missile just driving down Pennsylvania Avenue, boom, never would have happened. Never would have happened. And then he never would have had to steal the presidential limo and fight off the entire, I think it was actually an entire brigade of Secret Service agents the last time I checked with
and
my
Cassidy
Delta
Hutchinson
contacts.
Saw it all.
Yeah, she saw. No, I was there with her. I was right there. And, you know, Brian Williams was flying in the helicopter.
I was going to say, yeah, he had a Dodge sniper fire.
Get me to the White House.
Cernovich was running around with the QAnon shaman throwing, you know, handing out ayahuasca to everybody. Yeah, it was a real thing. It was a real thing. It was a fun event. What was I saying? Oh yeah. Something about fireworks. So it's like, you got to do that. Right. And so we've got, you know, we live near some water. So it's like, look, I'm taking my kids fishing. We're going to, you know, I was able to find some fireworks nearby. There's like a minor league baseball team outside of town. And like, we're going to go to the baseball game. We're going to watch the fireworks afterwards. And it's like, look, if I have to drive a little bit to do that, I'll do it. Right. Because my kids, for them, that'll be money in the bank that, you know, whatever happens, whatever kind of life they have when they grow up, you know, they'll always go back and be like, you know what? My dad used to take me to this stuff when I was little and it was awesome. And it wasn't good. And Charlie, to your point, it wasn't good just because it was the childhood that we had. It was good because it was virtuous and wholesome.
Well, no, it was also good for another reason. Dippin' Dots. Okay, let's just be honest.
Those are so overrated. Okay, you see, that's wrong.
No. All right? No, dude, my 4-year-old loves Dippin' Dots.
No. 100%. See, Alex Clark, 100%. Investigate her, domestic terrorist, like whatever you have to call her. Dippin' Dots were the best. There's nothing better than a Chicago 85-degree day and Dippin' Dots. There's nothing better. That's my contribution.
When we go somewhere and he sees the Dippin' Dots, he'll look at me and like, it's just over. It's like, I know that if I don't get him something, or at least like, it's like the force of will into him. So, you know, it's like you use it, right? As a parent, you've got to use the Dippin' Dots and use rewards in general as like, okay, so what did you do? Like, did you say your prayers today? Did you finish your dinner, clean your plate? Did you clean your room? Did you make your bed, right? The whole Jordan Peterson thing.
Did your parents tell you any absurd lies? Like my parents would tell me that when I heard the ice cream truck, the song meant that they were out of ice cream.
What?
Oh, that's cruel.
No, I know.
Sad, Alex.
I was like, oh, they're out.
I feel bad for you.
Oh, that's really bad.
I thought being
bad.
Told Santa was real was a horrible.
This explains so
lie.
Much about Alex, by the way, that I'm learning how our parents.
It's this massive redemption arc cope.
Right.
Yeah, this totally makes, because we used to all just, you know, I mean, boy, I had to delete so many text threads about Alex. But, you know, and it's like, it's no, I realize it now. So you've got to do, so that's your next spillover, right? You know, lies my parents told me.
That's what I there should do. Sounds
yeah,
like
but
a
you've
got
to have like your
book.
Parents on or something.
Wow.
Lies my parents told me should be some kid that grew up in the 2010 era, like now, or the 2020s. Once they're an adult, they write a memoir called Lies
That's
My
true.
Parents Told Me.
That's
it was growing
smart.
Up in like this BLM mm-hmm. Marxist household. And then they grow
Trans
up and
kids.
Be conservative. Yeah.
That's so true. My mom gave me puberty blockers with my cereal, and I was told that I was going to be happier.
We're going to see... guys, I don't know what it's like in Arizona, but in DC right now, I mean, you want to talk state of American freedom, right? It's, I see these kids, every pharmacy, right? And it's a line of kids and the families all have masks on and they're all lined up for the vaccine. And I'm sitting over here. I'm like, you're wearing masks. Number one, you're getting the vaccine for your kids. There's no data on this whatsoever. And It's the most beautiful summer that we've had. We're actually having a very mild summer here on the East Coast right now. It's starting to heat up a little bit, but it's been like mid 70s, low 80s. It's been so nice. And I'm sitting here like, what are you doing?
Elmo's getting vaccinated now for the 5 and under crowd.
Elmo will soon have SADS. May he rest in peace.
Elmo's first heart stent.
Charlie was on a college campus visit. And some girl went up to him and asked, remember this, Charlie? She asked you for advice and said, yes. My parents put me on puberty blockers. And now I'm wondering if this was all a mistake or whatever, because I'm not happier.
I was at Berkeley. Yeah. It was
well, so
sad.
Puberty blockers, that was used to, when I was little, that used to be a thing that was like, it was like a, I don't know if you'd say conspiracy theory, but like a rumor about like the Olsen twins, right? And Full House and this whole like, oh, they're trying to keep
I know a lie my parents told
more
me.
More seasons out of them.
I know. What? I used to think Lindsay Lohan had a twin because
oh,
apparently
yes.
Oh, because Barron's
I'm sorry. Totally unrelated. Just had to. I had to throw that in there. I thought
Late. Little delayed.
Wait, you're just now realizing she didn't?
No. You brought up the Olsen twins. It reminded him of.
Yes, it was a trigger. Okay, and then I thought the Olsen twins were not twins. I thought they were superimposed by artificial intelligence. I was all screwed up. Okay.
I've never heard that rumor that the Olsen twins were on puberty blockers.
No. That was a huge thing in the 90s. That was whole thing that like they were given a puberty blocker.
So much. Joey Gladstone.
Jack is
saying it was a controversy, right? And it was like this whole, you know, oh, they're doing it to keep them young so they can get more seasons of the show because the show is doing so well. And, you know, and then like, and it, but at the time, right, it was considered like child abuse to give someone puberty blockers. It was like against their will and, you know, maybe the parents didn't even know about it. I'm trying to remember, right. And, you know, obviously, you know, they go and grow up, but even now, like, can I say this? Like they're not.
I hope
so
it's about
Alex,
to be good.
Like,
here we go. Got to say it
right,
now.
Is like when you, so Elizabeth Olsen, right. That's their younger sister. Right. Mm-hmm. But like, all right, I'm just gonna say it. Like she, how do we even get on this? Right. She just looks so much healthier.
Yeah. She doesn't look like a meth head.
Aren't the Olsen sisters like fentanyl girls or something? Like they're super screwed up.
They look like drug addicts.
And she's way taller than them. And like, it's like, all right, I'm saying it. It looks like the difference between when you see somebody from North Korea and somebody from South Korea.
No, I mean, that's fine. Yeah. I thought you were going somewhere else. That's totally fair.
I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know where I was going. I looked at the dark place and then I walked away.
No, there's some super weird stuff going on with them. And yeah, so the parallel you're making, Jack, is that basically like all of this weird stuff that started happening. I mean, who's to say how the next generation of kids is going to end up?
I mean, I've been watching.
Jeez, they do look terrible. I haven't seen them.
They do.
In like 20
I've been
years.
Watching
that?
Scientology, the Leia Remini on Netflix. Mm-hmm. I've been rewatching them. And like you just watch people coming out of cults and their reactions, they're broken, they're crying, like they want their lives back. Some of them are extremely angry. And I've just kind of like been watching that. And I've been wondering, I mean, 10, 20 years down the line, I mean, I think we are really, when I say these people are like a death cult, I mean, mm-hmm. I don't just say that just to be, you know, provocative. Like this is literally a cult. I think 20 years from now, we'll probably see the same thing. I think we'll see a very angry, pissed off, broken, hurt generation that wants revenge because they've been lied to from their parents, the media, Hollywood, the music industry. This has just been shoved down their mouths without even giving them a chance to understand what it is. And I think that is really what's going to cause a backlash. I could be wrong. I don't know what you guys think. I could be totally wrong about this, but that's kind of what I foresee coming from this generation once they wake up to the fact they've been groomed, they've been lied to, they've been manipulated.
Well, and that's the thing, like tale as old as time. Every single generation of teenagers hates being told what to do. This is every single generation. And so what we have to do now is really explaining to Gen Z, who can then explain to the next generation, is that the government wants to be like your parent and always telling you what's good for you, what's not good for you. This is what you can do. This is what you can't do. Teenagers typically rebel against that. They don't like that. So we have to explain to them, the government is manipulating you. Big tech is manipulating you. Big pharma is manipulating you. Why do you stand for that?
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Iron Man thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. You should order the 3-week quick start too. Discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now.
I think you're seeing it, right? I think you're seeing like you're starting, because people are, you know what it is right now? It's like we have everything, but we have nothing, right? Because we have You have Google and Wikipedia and everything, and you can order something off of your piece of glass in your pocket, right? You know, and some of that's starting to break apart, but it's like we have no way to filter any of it because we've lost any sense of meaning. And so you actually start to look out there, and you know, this is why Jordan Peterson took off, is because he said, look, you know, there is meaning, and he reached out to a group of people that and said that. And it's like our sort of civil society, right? You know, we kind of got away from that for so long when we started tearing down all of what it meant. You know, they said, you know, America's bad. How can you, Billy Joe, you know, Green Day guy is like, I hate America. And it became cool to say like, you hate your country, versus like coming to a point where it says, you know, we're saying, no, we do support our country. And yeah, guess what? We've had problems. Like, we get that, right? You know, but you know, even weirdly enough, like you go back into the 1960s and 70s, and there were still people who were patriotic, but they were just saying, we just want our country to be better. You didn't see people just tearing down the whole thing. And so if you don't have anything that to hold onto, and whether that be, you know, religion or just some kind of moral structure and a basis for saying, yeah, you know what, America is good and America is a force for good in the world. That doesn't mean that everything, you know, this war is good or that war, or the global system and NATO and all. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about the idea of what America is. 4th of July, right? 1776, you know, growing up, you know, for us, you know, being in the Philadelphia area, right, is where I grew up. And because July 4th, 1776 is literally like Philadelphia's claim to fame, even today, you know, as opposed to like where, you know, today where it's just like, you know, mass homicides and people shooting and killing each other all the time. You know, but growing up, it was like, you know, the whole city and the whole area was just so proud that we were the birthplace of this country, where people for the first time, you know, ever basically said, you know, it's not just about people and government and kings and monarchies and everything else. It's that we're actually going to have freedom, that people have, individuals have freedom, right? Our communities can have freedom. What does that mean? What do natural rights mean? What do, you know, all of these things and these ideas that come out of the Enlightenment mean, and that we're going to put it into force. And they fought a war for 8 years, and Valley Forge is right there, and the whole story about that. But it's, and so like growing up, you know, we would go to Valley Forge on the 4th of July. We would go to Independence Hall. We learned about that stuff. And it's a huge part of what it used to be, at least I thought, you know, growing up in the Philadelphia area. And it's like, we need to be out there saying, guess what? You know, America is awesome. And if you think that, look, I've been everywhere. I live in China. I've been all over Europe, right? You know, America is very special. It's very, very special. And a lot of the other places out there, like, they do not have what we have. And we take so much for granted. By the way, air conditioning, right? You know, Europe does not have air conditioning, right?
Is that right?
Our system, they don't have it. It's just not a thing there.
Okay. Yeah, but I thought the Germans have air conditioning. Like, do you need it?
Not this summer.
They don't have air conditioning.
You know what?
County
now that
either.
I think about it, when I was in London, you're right. They had a space cooler.
Yeah, they have like a fan on it and like a space cooler.
Well, why
thing,
why
right?
do you think that is? I mean, they obviously have some form
they
of
think
wealth.
That they think that we're like, we overdo it, right? And then, and now they also call it, because of like the green movement, they say, oh no, it's better that we don't have air conditioning because it's better for the environment that we don't use so much power.
That's kind of what America is, overdoing it.
Well, because we're stronger than
doing it big, better, stronger.
But they also
faster.
Don't live in Phoenix, so I don't need to be lectured by these people.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
I mean,
right, exactly.
Dusseldorf aside, okay, it's not exactly Scottsdale.
No, Jack is right. I mean, these people, I mean, if you take it back down to American politics and the far left, America's racist, xenophobic, it's bad for black people and brown people or any person of color, and it's only good for white people. That's always the mainstream national narrative. Meanwhile, you have millions of people to this day that are illegally and legally still literally putting their lives on the line, their families on the line, just to get here. Black people, brown people alike, all people across the globe are coming to this country because they still see it as a beacon of light and hope and freedom and better wherever they're coming from. That fact still lives to this day. To this day, here we are July 4th, 2022, to this day, that is still a reality because of what America resembles. The American dream, people can have prosperity. They can have everything that they never could have had in their country where they're coming from. And that reality has not changed, no matter how much the communists in this country try and distort that reality. It hasn't changed to this moment. That's why we're having millions of people flood into this country. I'm not for it. I'm just saying it's happening. That people are coming to this country because they view it as a great place to be, better than where they're coming from.
It's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
But are they bringing fireworks? That's
that's another conversation.
Leave your fentanyl. Bring really your fireworks.
It sucks to be you if you don't have fireworks. Because I've got plenty. I had the Poso household. We have a stockpile of fireworks that I have been steadily building up. You know, we do like the, you know, the emergency food supply that we stock up on and all the other stuff. No. I've been building, I didn't really do this on purpose, but I just every once in a while I'll be somewhere or like, you know, when you cross states and you see the fireworks place, I'll just stop and buy some fireworks. Right. And then you just steadily kind of build that up until the 4th of July. And then it's time to set them all off. And it's like having kids, especially for like with my oldest, right. Cause he's 4 now. So he just, he remembers things. He, you know, these are, you know, he has the ability to form memories now. So for him, it's you know, obviously it's not his first 4th of July, but it's starting to be like, I know it'll be like the first one that he has a really strong memory of, you know, and he's very aware of what's going on. And so, you know, I want the American flag everywhere. And actually we go and we'll go for bike rides together. Just, you know, I'll throw him on the, with like a back seat for him. And then it's like, you know, it's kind of like my little bit of leg day for me, you know, cause he's like 50 pounds now. And we'll do a couple of miles on the bike, but we'll count, you know, how I always say, how many American flags do you see? Right. And we'll count them. And then, you know, and then we'll get to the playground. They've got a big American flag there and we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance together but just casually. I don't like, you know, make him stand at attention or anything, but it's just, you just make it part. No, I should. I know. Right. Make it part of just a normal part of life. And at some point, right, you know, he'll get older. And he'll meet other people and he'll say, oh, wait, your family wasn't like that, because my family was.
Yeah.
And I don't know. What other 4th of July traditions did you guys have growing up?
Parades for sure. Now we have gay parades.
Now we have pride parades. Right. So we have a whole month of pride and then one day where you're not.
Parades
even
were a big deal. Where I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago, Wheeling, Arlington Heights, Schaumburg, it was a big deal. Every city would have a parade. Fireworks were a big deal as well. Because, I mean, look, Alex, you know this. You grew up in Indiana, right?
Yep.
So you know this in the Midwest. I mean, the winters are hellish. I mean, so anything in the summer, it's a massive celebration just to be outside and to be alive. I mean, and so in Chicago in particular, the parades, I mean, you'd get there early, you'd carve out your seat, you know, they'd bring like gymnasts and they call it the Jesse White Tumblers and I guess they still do it. Marching bands, all of it. But it was a big part of fire trucks, the police, the fire department, all of it. It was a huge deal. I mean, I know that that's not isolated just to Illinois. I know they do 4th of July parades all across the country, but it was a big deal growing up.
But here's the difference, right? You have a parade now, you have a parade then. The difference is the parade used to have an ethos to it, right?
The parade has ball gags now, not burgers.
Yeah, we're here for... We're here for America, right? And like, that's what this is about. Mm-hmm. Now it's sort of just like, it's about the acts themselves, right? So it's about, you know, okay, here's this school, here's this this college, here's this group, here's the, you know, whatever it is, right? It's about the acts rather than the fact that we're all here to actually celebrate something that's bigger than all of us, right? And I think that's kind of, you know, what's the meme is like, you know, remember what they took from us, right? And It's that idea.
And it's Pizza Civitas. Hut, if you're talking to Jack Posobiec.
Pizza Hut nationalism. Yes. Did you see the Burger King thing in Delaware, by the way?
No. Mm-mm.
Did you guys see this? It was going viral on Twitter the other day. Apparently, they were like remodeling the Concord Mall in Wilmington, right? You know, Biden's town. And I guess they like took down a wall in this mall and they found a Burger King that had been entirely preserved from like the early 90s.
Ooh.
And it would have been like completely untouched. And there's like, And it was like clean too. There were like neon, you know, designs and like the old, like weird, like off, like bluish white aquamarine, you know, seats and everything.
How bizarre.
And people were like, oh my gosh. And they were like, you know, this is like opening up a tomb in ancient Egypt, but you know, of New Jersey.
I love that kind of stuff. Dude. Yeah. I love those YouTube channels where like YouTubers go to like ruins or like old, like broken down amusement
oh,
parks.
Oh, I love that
so,
stuff.
So this is one of the reasons why I did a whole podcast on this, but I don't
we
think
used to have people, a proper country once.
Well, this is the thing. So I ask a room full of anybody, young people, old people, mostly 25 to 35 year olds. And I say, how many of you believe the country you grew up in was happier in a freer place? Still, if every hand goes up. And it's actually a conservative argument at its core, though, when you think about it, because it means that all the progress we've had hasn't made you happier and freer and better. And so there is kind of a yearning to the restoration of the country that used to exist, which inherently is a conservative argument that we accelerated too quickly and we embraced things that we shouldn't have. So I think the country is far more conservative in that sense. As far as passage of time, nostalgia, traditions, things are changing way too quickly. And honestly, people can't handle it. Us four can because we're agile and smart enough to figure it out. But a lot of people, they can't handle the uprooting of traditions to change every 5 to 10 years. It's also super unhealthy. I mean, you need some things to stay the same. You need some things that your kids did that you did that your grandparents did and their grandparents did. You the breaking of that chain and that bond requires something to fill that void. And what has filled the void is this abyss of modernity.
Juneteenth, right?
Yeah, and it's new traditions. Like we're all going to do TikTok videos about how we got breast reduction surgery or whatever.
No, it's true. And I think Charlie's right, because like when you think about it, the American flag, some people are probably afraid to fly it because it's been so politicized and it's been demonized to the point where in the minds of these communists, they've pretty much made in their minds that the American flag is synonymous with a Trump hat. So there are probably people right now, this comes with a sense of sorrow where it's like, there might be non-political, apolitical people out there that love America, that have nothing to do with politics. They love celebrating the 4th of July, but now because the flag has been so demonized that it's like comes with a sense of sorrow where it's like, I can't even celebrate the 4th of July anymore without being called a freaking racist, even if I'm black.
Well, let me ask you guys a question. The demonization of the American flag and conservatives in general, I mean, we saw that just explode during the Trump era. But do you think that it was just exclusive to Trump, or going forward, it's always going to be like that towards conservative presidents and conservatives and the American flag?
I think it's going to be forward, like that. I think it's totally going to keep going. But I go back and I would say throw on, there's a classic Johnny Cash, it's not really a song. It's more like a spoken word thing. Do you guys know Ragged Old Flag by Johnny Cash?
No.
No.
So it's this spoken word thing. And it's, you know, it's, he's telling a story about sitting down in an old, you know, country square. And there's an old ragged, messed up flag sitting up and it's all threadbare and nasty. And some guy sits next to him who's coming from out of town. And he goes, he's like, you know, and you know, just kind of as we're, you know, getting towards the wrap up point here, that the guy sits down next to him and says, hey, your flag's, you know, ragged up. And Johnny Cash then proceeds to tell him, and he's like, well, you got one flag there when got tore up crossing the Delaware, got another flag down when it was fighting in the South, got another flag fighting in World War II, the birth of guns, and another flag. And he just kind of goes through the history of the United States. And it was a 70s song, and so it goes up through Vietnam and then Korea, or Korea then Vietnam, and then you could easily add Iraq, Afghanistan right now. And he said, but you know what, that flag's been through a whole lot, and I believe she can go through a whole lot more, because it's more than representing it's more than just a flag, right? It's the people that live here. And I don't think America is just there was that thing about America just being, oh, it's just an idea, right? You know, it's just, America's just like an idea and we can change the idea. And it's no, America's a place.
America's our a place. Home. Antifa is an idea. People are getting it very home. Confused.
Yeah, exactly. Like this is our home, right? You know, and we do have a right to say that we want our home to be better. And if there's going to be, I keep saying this like a broken record, but if there's going to be a new right, you know, the thing that's got to be at the center of that is families. And then just saying, look, we want to clean up our home. We want to go around and we want to make things better, and we can notice them, and we can say, you know, crime is crazy. You guys are attacking our home, right? That's the symbol of our home. And that's why, you know, when people say they have a problem with flag burning, right? It's because, it's not because the flag is supposed to be a symbol of our government, right? It's something bigger than us. It's a symbol of our home. And so there's a drive-in movie theater, believe it or not, about 45 minutes from me. And I take my kids there as much as possible. And it's so awesome because they do like the worst, most unhealthy fried food and like old school stuff, but they still start every single night with the Star Spangled Banner, and they play and they ask that everybody get out of your car and stand up and put your hand over your heart, take your hat off. And then they play this like patriotic, you know, montage.
Cool.
And I want my kids to have that experience, and you don't even have to talk about it. Right. Right. Because it's experience. Right. And you shut up, you put your phone down, whatever it is. And you honor the fact that this is our home and that means something.
Amen. Well said.
That's what's all right. Final thoughts. We got like 5-10 minutes here.
Okay. I have a final thought. Alex, I have a final 4th of July thought. Hebrew National hot dogs are the best brand of hot dogs.
Whoa. Do we have a sponsor deal? Hold on.
I totally agree. Alex, you made up for your Dippin' Dot slight. Okay.
Well, what's going on?
They are the best. Go to the grocery store today, get those hot dogs, put them on the grill. Everyone will be like, whoa, these are way better than last year.
I agree.
I do like Hebrew National.
Hebrew National is really good.
It is. Chili dogs.
Drew, what do you got?
I just want the American people to know that if you love America right now in 2022, you are not racist. If you're black and brown, you're not a white supremacist. If you love this country, it's okay to love the country. It's okay to wave the American flag. Do not be afraid of these communists that want to take it down and shame you and put you into a state of fear where you and your family cannot openly celebrate the greatest country on the face of planet Earth, which is the United States of America. Right now, of course, we have some sins. Which one is, you know, the murdering and slaughtering of babies, which the far left wants to continue to push forward, but they don't want to talk about that. But I hope everyone listening has a great 4th of July. Keep pushing forward. Keep being who you are. It's amazing.
Amen. Charlie.
I want people to know a couple things. The country we grew up in was much better than we are now. And that's not depressing. We can rebuild it because we have a memory of it. And that's the positive. It'd be more depressing if we never lived through it, right? So it's easier to rebuild something that you have a memory of it. We just have to write it down and then go after it. The country I grew up in, no one cared about racial politics and postmodernist garbage. It was a strong country. It was a beautiful country. It was a great country. I want that country back. And I look at the suburbs of Chicago where I grew up, and it was a phenomenal place, and it has completely lost its way. So I'm praying for a revival and a turn away from that in a big way. So.
Well, I think 4th of July is a great way to do that. So if you're out there within the sound of our voices, number one, make sure you get your Turning Point SAS tickets.
Yes. So let's talk better about that them. For a second. We need to do this.
Do not forget that. Right?
Well, promo code Drew.
Uh-oh.
Hey, promo code Charlie, but that's okay.
Promo code POSO, obviously. That's the best one, clearly.
So everyone needs to go to SAS. We have the biggest speakers in the movement. It's going to be epic, everybody. TPUSA.com/SAS. Make sure to get your tickets.
President Trump, Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Josh Hawley, Congressman Lauren Boebert, all of the biggest names. And this is a co-ed event, so guys and girls can come. It's very, very fun. And it's Florida in summer. It's amazing.
Absolutely. No, I mean, we have a lot to celebrate. We've had huge W's, right? In your Supreme Court, huge W's, right? We didn't get everything we wanted, but we got a lot. And Roe v. Wade overturned, right? You know, huge win. Huge win for freedom. Huge win for the movement. Huge win for America. This is something that just was not part of our system, right? We need to go back. We have to go back to the way the system was. And I think that's a big piece of that. And for everybody out there, you know, it's kind of like what I think everybody's just said here. Go all out on your 4th of July, right? If you see those fireworks at the store, you know, get them, light them off, set them off. If your neighbors complain, set off some more, right? just keep going, right? Fly the American flag, teach your kids about it. Say the, you know, say the Pledge of Allegiance. Throw on The Patriot, by the way. That's probably my favorite 4th of July movie. I don't know if you guys have a favorite one. For me, Patriot, Gibson, can't beat that.
Well, Die Hard, but that's a Christmas movie, but that's fine. Separate issue.
It's not. It's actually not a Christmas movie, but, you know.
It's a Christmas movie. Are you kidding me?
It's really not a Christmas movie. It's just, you know, it just happens at Christmas time, actually.
It's a Christmas movie.
No, it's just because they have a tree. It's just make a Christmas movie.
All throughout the movie, there is Christmas movie. There's Christmas music playing. Many references to Christmas throughout the entire movie.
I mean, that's like saying that, you know, just because someone's wearing a dress, that makes them a woman. I don't know.
Yeah, but it was the date of Christmas. Okay.
Because you're saying it identifies as a Christmas movie.
No, it's laced with Christmas imagery.
It's pronouns. What are its pronouns?
And by the way, about courage and bravery and sacrifice, standing up against existential evil of deception and deceit.
It's actually anti-communist.
Very anti-communist.
Die Hard.
And anti-other things as well. I was going to say anti-German, but that's not exactly.
Well, it's German communists are the bad guys in it.
Hans Gruber. The bad
guy. What they're based on is a real thing. The Red Army faction in which was a communist front group in West Germany that was funded by the KGB.
I did not know that.
Yeah, totally real thing. I wrote a book about it. You can check it out. Antifabook.com, folks. But no, seriously. Right. Thank you so much, guys, for taking the time. We should do this more often. This was actually kind of cool.
We could do a show. This should be a show.
This could be a thing. Send us your comments if you like the show. And again, just happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day from myself, the whole team here, Turning Point USA, Human Events Daily. Thank you. This is really special. And I hope to do it again because I intend to still have a country with as long as I am alive, the United States. And as long as all of us are alive, the United States will exist. Ladies and gentlemen, as always. You have my permission, have our permission to lay ashore.
See you later, sports fans. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.